Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and tonight is our nursing home show. Today we're going to explore how, if we pay taxes for the nursing homes, then maybe they should do what we want them to do, basically, and that is to turn into accessible housing. People have to pay taxes for nursing homes they don't want, and basically that's what our show is about this evening. I was in 4 different nursing homes, and let me tell you, we had 2 shows this week on TV, and I'm going to encourage you all to watch it. It's at 9:30 p.m., and I think it might start next week on Thursday night on Channel 20 locally. Okay, and that's through Altice. It used to be Cablevision, but now it's Altice. Anyway, enjoy, you know, watching that show, and, you know, let us know how you feel about it. You know, I'm on it, and so is Frank. And this is my baby, the nursing home show. Anyway, I cannot even begin to imagine what, you know, things are like when you try to, you know, help, you know, get a campaign started. And in that campaign, you find out about really horrible things that happen within the nursing homes. Sometimes you get more than what you paid for, you know, and I feel that that's the case. I find out more and more horrible things about nursing homes the more I explore. And I saw it with my own 2 eyes, but it didn't come to reality and how much it's taking away from the people that it's hurting, the nursing home. You know, they take away people's pensions, they take away people's a little bit of everything, and we pay taxes on all that stuff. So you could have a pension, you could have your Social Security, you could have all of that, but if it's not brought down to $50 a week in New York and in some other states it's $75, so it's, I would say on average $50 to $75 you get to pay for clothes, a haircut. Say you need clothes and a haircut. You're not going to get them both in the same month, because where do you get a $50 haircut and where do you get a $50, you know, outfit? You probably only get the top, then the next month you get the pants or whatever it is. That should all be your money. Yeah, I do agree to some extent you pay for, you know, rent, but it shouldn't take away everybody's, you know, salary that they work so hard for. And it just is unreal how these people, and it affects other people as well. We knew a young lady, I call her a young lady, she's around my age, so I consider myself young. Anyway, she is visually impaired and has to, you know, take care of her mom. They were giving her a hard time. She wanted to just say, forget it, I'll go in the nursing home. That's how much she loved her mom and wanted things to be right and help her. She would have been willing to go in a nursing home. So I said to her this. I said, listen, I don't want to have to get out 2 people. And I broke that tension that she was having. And she laughed. And from there on, I kept telling her, no, we're not going to go in a nursing home. I don't want to bring 2 of you out. Anyway, that was our favorite person, Maureen, and Mary. Maureen's the daughter who I was telling this to, and Mary was in a nursing home and COVID twice. Could you just imagine? It was when it was really severe, and I'm telling you, it was not a pleasure, you know, to figure out that your mom, you know, had problems with COVID because of that. Well, you know, I hope that everybody is, you know, doing, you know, well in the nursing homes that I had met when I was there myself, but I cannot imagine being there in COVID times. I would just literally ask them for a gown, a certain gown, and I would wear that all the time, and I would not even go out of my room. They'd have to come into my room for physical therapy. And then why not just be at home if you're going to be doing that, you know? Anyway, I try. I really seriously try to help, you know, people out and get them to understand that we have to get their loved one out, and they have to set up a full plan for them, because if they don't, it's going to be very, very challenging to help somebody. It really is. And we have a system that we're trying to get started, and it's been a little difficult, but we were concentrating mostly on the guide dog issue for about 2 months, and now we've officially started our nursing home campaign, which I actually recorded something. I don't know how it sounds, but we'll find out. Our normal host on the weekdays is joining me on Wednesday. So here's Frank Perino. Here he is. Hey, Frank.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate that, and appreciate being here and being able to address the situation of these nursing homes. It occurred to me the other day that people who don't want nursing homes have to pay taxes to support them. You know, whenever you go into a store or you buy something, and the price is there, but then there's always additional money being added for taxes. Now, a percentage of that goes for medical and for nursing homes. We have to pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
Why should we have to pay for something that we don't want and that we don't need?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really, and it's not just the disabled and the elderly. Everybody is paying for these nursing homes. I mean, do people realize that they're supporting these horrible places, and that someday the government may very well force them to go into a nursing home?
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't think they grasp the seriousness of that.
The extent of it, yeah.
If they did, they probably would rebel against the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that InnerSight is doing, and alerting people that we should not have to pay taxes to operate these horrible places. The money should go to keep a person in their own home where they're safer and where they can be more productive and maybe get a little job and pay taxes that way if needed.
Yeah.
So that's the theme of tonight's show, that millions of us have to put our hard-earned money behind these nursing homes. And you don't mind paying taxes for things that you need, things that are going to protect you, you know, you call the police, the fire, the traffic lights, things that you need that watch out for you.
Exactly.
You know? But who in their right mind wants to pay taxes for a place where you're supposed to, where you go to die?
Yeah.
You know, and they take your money. They in many cases create homelessness for a person and for their relatives who are living with them. They cause serious problems with that. If you have a house, they'll take your house, you know, to pay the cost of the nursing home. So it's a real situation, and I'm sure that there are millions of people out there going through this, and they don't know what to do. If they call us, we can do our best to help them.
Right.
But the real help is going to be turning these nursing homes into accessible housing, and we need a law for that. We got to get enough names to show that people want that.
Exactly.
You know, that they don't want to pay taxes for these horrible places.
We have some callers.
We urge you to go to change.org, sign the petition.
Mm-hmm.
Read it, sign it, share it, and help us build up the names. Would you say you have calls?
Yeah, I got a lot of them.
All right.
All right. So first, I'd like to get Big Joe, who actually just called in. So here he comes. We also have Lorraine. I'll let her come in too. First Lorraine, then Joe. Okay, here comes Joe. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Hey, Suzanne,
yeah.
How are you? Hello, Frank.
Good.
I want some clarification on the issues that you have. You want to get rid of nursing homes. Do you want an eye into housing? Are you against or for senior assisted housing?
It depends on where it leads to eventually. For example, if you have like a assisted living facility, okay, that eventually, if you cannot go up and down on, if you're, I would say, on a Hoyer lift, which actually helps people get on and off the bed, that makes you more susceptible to being transferred to a nursing home. See my drift?
We're against any system, excuse me, that supports nursing homes. There's your guideline.
Right.
You don't want nursing homes. I've got that. I was looking into senior assisted living conditions, buildings in which there are a bunch of people who live together. And I was looking at an ad that was advertising those apartments for extremely cheap rent. So then that made me think of you guys, and I wanted to know if you knew about that, what the pros and cons are of that, if you're for it or if you're not for it.
Money they're affiliated with nursing homes. They refer people and so on and so forth.
Yeah. And
they refer people
depends.
To nursing homes?
They do, yeah.
Well, what makes them take somebody who's who is a resident there and then refer them to nursing homes? I thought that these senior assisted living conditions were designed in order to help people who weren't able to go up and down stairs, who needed crawlers and stuff like that.
It depends on if they go into a two-person assist. If they're at a two-person assist, I mean two people need to help them to do whatever they need, unless you could pay yourself for the second person, then you're going to be going into a nursing home, period.
It's
all based on that.
Hey, Suzanne, what did you do something to your voice, or are you tired or something? Because it sounds sexy.
Thank you. Sometimes I'm a little tired, but not much.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, the cadence and the pace at which you're speaking right now and the tone of the voice, it sounds sexy. So it's not that, you know, I'm not saying that you're not sexy. I'm just saying that usually you have energy.
Yeah.
And usually an energetic voice is not a sexy voice.
That's true. Yeah, I like that. I'm going to tell that to my husband tonight.
They'd say, yeah, you should tell him. Somebody called today, hubby, and told me I had a sexy voice. Something like that. Yeah.
At least I got you to laugh, right, Frank?
Yeah, and you know, Chris will say, well, who the hell is this guy? I'll bolt him right in the mouth.
Yeah, right. He'll say, it better not be Frank.
Oh, God, that's great. Well, anyway, I am the host this evening, so I got to, you know, pick up, you know, when I can get it going here.
Hey, there you go.
Well,
I'll keep quiet so that you can let the other caller in.
Yeah, I'm going to. Okay, I'll leave you open for a little bit. Thanks, Joe, for calling.
Appreciate your comment.
Sure.
Your question.
Yeah. Okay, now we have another. Yes.
More calls.
Yes, we have one more call, and then Lorraine's already in, so I'm going to put in this other caller. I don't know this caller, so we're going to just have to wing it here. Okay.
Yep.
Hello, you're in our sight. Okay, I guess they're listening. No, I don't think so, Frank. I think they want to listen, Okay, continue listening. Okay, Lorraine, how you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing fine, thank you.
How's the show doing?
It's doing all right. Mhm.
That's awesome.
Yes, tomorrow is Q&A. The first
Ooh.
Night for Q&A. Yeah. Yes. That
so that's
be
good.
Really
it's
nice.
Almost like... I'm sorry, continue.
Sorry about that. That's my squeaky door.
I think you need a little
I've been
oil.
Telling him to put... I've been telling him to put some WD-40 on it.
Yeah, that would be
mm-hmm.
good.
Yeah, he hasn't gotten around to it yet.
mm-hmm. All right, mm-hmm. maybe
yeah.
soon.
Yeah.
And Frank, what would you like to, you know, talk about next?
You know, we are not just concerned with the present day.
No,
we're looking to the future now. You know, everybody knows that accessible housing is needed, a great need. You know, any politician or authoritative person you talk to, they're going to agree with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
The problem is when you come up with a solution, and when you say, "Hey, people are better off in their own home. Why do you have all these nursing homes? Why are you wasting all this money
mm-hmm.
on these places that we don't like, we don't
That's
care
true.
For? People who work there would like to have a better job, and they would have if the person was in their own home and there was funding being made available, they would have a better job.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody would benefit. People would have better health care, too. Because they can have a doctor more of their choice rather than the nursing home doctor that you stuck with, you know.
That's true.
And then you got to fight with them to get a second opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking toward the future and toward the people who are working now. You know, let's say they're 60 years old, they're working another 10 years or whatever, who knows, or even less, they could wind up in a nursing home. And there goes their money. There goes their pension. There goes whatever annuities they worked for to put away.
Gone.
You know, for when they didn't have to work anymore. Why should people have to deal with that? Life is crazy enough without having a place hanging over your head that you know is going to give you horrible treatment, horrible food, take your money, and just, you know, abuse you in one way or another.
That's true.
Why should we have to pay taxes for something like that? It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't
they ought to create a home. They ought to create a tax. Here's an idea about taxes. Create
mm-hmm.
a tax called home living tax.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every time somebody buys something, the money goes into a fund to keep a person in their own home, whatever they need.
That's awesome.
How about a tax like that?
That'd be great.
You know how many people would vote for a politician who came up with an idea like that?
A lot. Because they would be able to, yeah, sort
Millions.
Of get...
Insight
yeah.
would market the damn politician.
Yeah.
And so would the independent living center.
That's for sure.
To create a tax like that, a fund.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Staying home tax. Hold it, whatever, you know.
Whatever we can.
For lack of
yeah.
a better name on the top of your head.
Right. But I get what you're saying.
Your own home tax.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and every time you buy something, let's say a dollar goes to that.
That'd be
and
great.
That fund is there. You know? And people could
I
call
upon
I think
we're allowed to do that.
What?
I think we are allowed to do that as a charity. So we got to look
no,
into how to set it up.
You got to pass a law. You can't... take money. It has to be done legally. It has to be done through the legislature.
Yeah, definitely.
They're the
youth.
You know, that when that money is sent in and the company or business pays taxes, that portion is taken out and put into that fund.
That's right.
You know?
And it's set aside for that person, maybe. That'd be even a better situation. Yeah.
Well, it'd be set aside for anyone who needs the help.
Right.
You know, to stay in their own home. You need a, whatever it is, you need a ramp, you need a another aid, anything. Anything
Speaking
related
of ramp.
To keep you safe in your own home.
Yeah. It's true.
There is an idea of the top of my head. You know, why not a tax like that instead of
exactly.
putting the money in into these nursing homes? But you see, you got the same thing. You got it. You got to legislate it. You got to have a law.
Of course. Yeah.
So that's why we need volunteers to sign the petition. Go ahead.
Well, I'd like to also go back to what people should know that we started out with is Volunteers for Freedom. And I'd like to have you explain it, and I'll pitch in once in a while, but you really explain it well, Frank.
Volunteers for Freedom, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Part of our petition. Home health aides would volunteer their time to make up for any hours that the state won't give. And I tell you, you know, keep in mind these people are certified and qualified. You know? And a lot of them know the client already.
Mm-hmm.
So volunteer for freedom. And then a fund would be set up and all the agencies can contribute to it. To compensate these people, you know, in a way of paying one of their bills, maybe the phone bill. They donate enough time, maybe 1 month you pay the mortgage, insurance, car insurance, whatever it may be. You know, I bet your people would jump to that, to do that.
Oh, hell yeah. My aide said, where do I sign up?
Yeah,
right. Not there yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me
so
the fun.
Right,
we'll sign
yeah,
you
exactly.
up.
Exactly. I was laughing when
gotta,
she said that. I said, wait, we'll get it. What'd you say, Frank?
We got to have the money.
Exactly.
You know, exactly. That should be part of the law in turning the nursing homes into accessible housing. The whole thing should be lumped together. You know, for the purpose of keeping people safely in their own home.
Definitely.
You know, that part that a lot of people don't hear sometimes.
That's right.
You know, not just keep people in their own home and here, goodbye, is your house. No.
Yeah.
You got to make sure they have what they need. That's why you need
right.
the money.
Exactly.
You know?
In a site,
go ahead.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, in a site would want people to succeed independently. And if they can't physically do it, between, like we did with Maureen and Mary, we helped them get a house. She did all of the work herself, you know, Maureen. And she was just, like, so despondent at sometimes, saying, oh, I'm never going to get this done. I might as well move in there with my mom. And I said, I don't want to get two people out. It's enough I have to get one. And that's what broke her out of it. Me making her laugh, me telling her, hey, I'm not getting two people out. I'm only getting one. You know, but it was hard.
Yeah, well,
she never experienced something like that.
Gives people hope.
Yeah, that's for
sure.
Makes
them realize that they can do it.
Right.
You know, and we do this on no funding to do it with.
No, I wish we did.
So,
we'd be knocking them dead. No pun.
Yeah. By the way, the number here is 213-816-1650. And I bet you a lot of people listen to this show that we don't know about.
Oh, yeah.
Who afford it because they don't want to go to nursing homes.
I know it.
No.
I know it
you
in my heart.
Any disabled person anywhere in this country, do you want to go to a nursing home? You'll get the same answer. Hell no.
Yep, hell no.
So, yeah, get on that petition.
Oh, yeah. I have to bring
your
it
name,
to...
Sign it, read it.
Yeah.
And help us. You know, we have about, what, a year and a few months to go to the new presidential election.
Yeah, you got to push it real hard.
Let's get enough names. Maybe we can we can at least attract or get a meeting with one of these candidates and say, look, we can help you get millions of votes.
Yeah,
you know, and tell
sure.
them how.
Exactly 1.4 million people. I read this yesterday. We ran out of time a little bit on the show, but I read it yesterday, and I said to myself, oh, wow, there's a 1.4 million people in nursing homes right now.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of people.
It may be a higher number, too.
It may be, yeah.
It's always higher.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would say that not many people. Yeah.
Most of the time it's a lot higher than they tell you it is.
Yeah, definitely. Because I'll tell you something, they don't want to look bad. So they'll always say something a little lower than what it really is. You know?
Yeah, well, nursing homes don't want to look bad either.
That's right.
That's why in many, many cases where other things don't work, inner sight will. Because
that's
they
right.
know we're going to make them look bad.
That's the truth. If I could get somebody, I think of it like a web. If I could catch somebody in that web and doing something wrong, then hell, I'm going to just say it like it is and wear the with the cards full, let them fall at that point. You know, I'm going to get...
The nursing homes know that the independent living centers can't make them look bad. They're restricted.
No. That's right.
So they come to us and tell us these things. And we put it on the show because they can't stop us.
No, they can't. Freedom of speech. Yep.
So... We are affiliated with Silo and with also with ADAPT to help turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. And toward that end, we just did two television shows that are going to be start local. Next Thursday, 9:30, Channel 20. And the following Wednesday, they will start international. And we have two of them. We're going to run each one 4 weeks. That's 2 months worth of programming.
Mm-hmm.
And during those 2 months, we got to do everything we can to promote those shows.
Yes.
To let people know. And in fact, we ought to send out a news release, whatever it's worth.
That'd be good. Yeah. We got a lot of newspapers now after that one campaign that we did with Michelle and her husband, you know, from Shelby's Kitchen and also the brewery. A Day for Milton. Thank you. My mind drew a blank.
Thank everyone for participating in the Day for Milton.
Oh, yeah. It was fun. It not only was fun, it expressed how much we are concerned about awareness of leaving dogs, small children, in a car. Something as simple as that. And yet, it was so far-fetched, you know?
Mm. It's the beginning of Milton's legacy.
It is. Yes, it is.
Making plans outside of Chicago to do a day for Milton.
Well, that's good.
As soon as we get some particulars on that, we'll be talking about that on the air, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if a person can get out of a nursing home, and if there are programs to help that person, then why is it that the government stops short? I mean, what kind of a game is this? You know, this is what bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of a damn-ass game? If you're going to get the person out, set them up on a program, and then put monkey wrenches in there. Oh,
mm-hmm.
If this person gets this or that or the other thing, or they need two people to help them, or bull, 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 they got to go right.
Exactly how I feel.
They're wasting everybody's money doing that.
Yes, and time and life. They're wasting people's lives.
And energy.
Yeah.
It's a waste.
They sure are.
If you get the person out, do everything that needs to be done to keep them out and do something with the nursing homes that's going to benefit everybody. Turn them into accessible housing.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's the best plan that we've come up with, and to tell you the truth, I can't wait to see it actually in action, because I could really use an accessible apartment.
The way the government operates, it's like it makes me feel, now I don't know if anybody else feels this way, but personally,
mm-hmm.
and inner sight I should say, it makes me feel that they want the person to go back into the damn nursing home.
Yes, they do.
Well, if they didn't want that person to go back in, they would do everything in their power to keep them out.
That's right.
Their stupid-ass program got them out. Why don't they keep
mm-hmm.
them out?
That's right. I don't get that either. I really don't. Yeah.
It's really a half-assed job.
It is.
Maybe they're all working together?
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think these programs are designed to keep these nursing homes going.
Mm,
of
that's
course.
Right.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Has to be.
It really does have to be. What else would it be?
Yeah.
All these stupid rules. You can't go to an agency and say, hey, so-and-so needs $5,000 for whatever, you know.
Right.
Make sure the house is accessible or whatever. You know, can you help us raise it? You can use it as a fundraiser and raise $10,000, and you keep, you know, the agency gets $5,000. You can't put an agency in there and do that. They won't do it.
No, they won't.
They're
under
contract
scared.
With the state. The state wants them to promote the nursing home before the safety of the person.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Yeah. I remember a time when I was in the nursing home and I was just sitting there trying to get out and find a way that I can get out. And I just realized the other day, it took all these years, the first nursing home I went in, and they did not accept me again in that nursing home because they didn't have enough beds. When I went out, my bed was never reserved. So I was kind of lucky that way. I said, hon, is the ramp ready? Not yet, hon. So I went back into their sister facility, much better facility, but still with that control they needed, right? So another week went by, and then finally my husband said, when are you coming home? And finally I packed all my stuff. I said, come get me. That's how...
If the money was available, they could have put you in a real nice motel for the time. And
yeah.
They got you that.
Right.
It's all a question of the money.
It is. And I bet you if they did put me in that, I'm sorry, continue.
So, you know, how many times they leave people in the nursing home with the hope that the program, will the person won't be accepted and the whole thing will fall through and they'll stay there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
And, that, you know, once you stop succeeding, what I was just going to say a little second ago, once you stop succeeding, you know what happens? They say you plateau, and then they switch you over to the long-term unit, which is, I heard, the one of my friends, I'm going to call her a friend, I can't tell you exactly who she is, but I could say one of my friends
That's
said,
right. mm-hmm.
exactly, she wants to remain anonymous. One of my friends said, listen, do you really think that people want to, you know, be in nursing homes? I said, of course not. But she said,
no.
You're not going to change it, though. That's what she said to me. You're not going to change it. And then they call certain nursing homes death places. Why would I even want to go in a death place if they call it that? And one of the nursing homes was that, a death place.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, boy.
That's because people go there to die.
Exactly.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
And my friend tells me, how'd you get out? It's like just my husband came and I went.
That's it.
Yeah, I did that more than once, too.
mm-hmm.
Wasn't supposed to do that, basically. I was being a very bad girl.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, I wanted to get out so badly. I just went with my husband, and they were looking for me at 11 o'clock on when they actually saw everybody and tallied everybody. Where's Suzanne? Suzanne went home.
That's right.
That's what my roommate, 106, that roommate, said. She went home. I don't know about you, but she went home.
mm-hmm.
They called me on my cell. Where are you? I'm home. That's all I said.
Mm-hmm.
I'm home. Leave me home. And that was it. That was the first time I was in a nursing home and wasn't the last, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, people would have to believe that with these programs, you don't have to go into a nursing home. That's not true. You know what my response is to that? All right.
Yeah.
You don't have to go into a nursing home with these programs. Get rid of them.
Exactly.
Why are you wasting all that money?
Yep.
It is a contradiction right there.
Yeah, there is.
It's a big bull crap contradiction. You know?
Yeah.
Some people would have you believe, oh, we got these programs to get you out, you know, yeah. And you're going to wind up right back in, or somebody else will take your place.
That's right. I was,
you know,
I had my mom on the Open Doors, you know, program. And she died before she even got to utilize it. That to me is disgraceful. Very disgraceful.
Probably happens to somebody every day.
Yeah, I know. More than once, I think.
Sure.
I didn't even know about that until I just opened the door myself and went home on one of the nursing homes. You know? So it was kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I didn't know it was a death place. I'm glad I got out. And that's why the doctor who was there told me to go to a palliative care unit in the city. And I had no idea why until my friend labeled it the death place. And I, you know, I'm like, oh, my goodness, really? I'm glad I got out in time.
I'm glad you did, too.
Yeah.
So now what can people do? Let's talk about what people can do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right, you don't need any money.
No,
right?
You don't.
If you want to donate, that's fine. But we're not asking you. We're asking you to help us get enough names on the petition at change.org to maybe attract a politician who will at least draft a bill. See, if we had drafted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would explain how all this money is being wasted.
Mm-hmm.
That could be used to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. That's what we need. We need a bill.
Yes, we do.
Explaining how people would be made safe in their own home. That's got to be a major part of the bill.
That's right.
See? And then, you know, these idiots that come up with these stupid statements, a person has to be in a nursing home, they would then see, hopefully, if they're smart enough, wise up, and understand what we're trying to do here. We're not trying to stick somebody in their own home and leave them and say, here, you're home.
No, we can't do that.
No way, man.
No way, no how.
We're talking about the help that they would need to be paid for.
Exactly.
So we need volunteers to spread the word on the petition.
That's right.
Put it up on your social media. Get your friends together.
You could share it off the website.
If you want to have a get rid of nursing home
party,
let us know. We'll do it.
Yeah, we will.
Get a bunch together and explain to them what we're trying to do.
They'll understand that they don't want to be in a nursing home either. I told people what it was all about, and people were like, oh, my God, this is what they do inside the nursing homes? I'm like, yeah, they don't tell you that part. They make it look like a hotel in the lobby. But yet, on the inside where you go and get cleaned up and when you get changed into your clothes and do physical therapy, it's nowhere near a hotel. You know, it's actually disgraceful, to be honest, very disgraceful.
Well, it's like your friend said, it's a death place.
It's a death place, yeah.
She would he or she say that on the air?
Oh, we could try. I could ask her.
Why not?
You know? Yeah.
She could remain anonymous if she wants to.
Yeah, definitely.
Work in a nursing home?
Yes, she does.
Well, she has to say that I work in a nursing home and it's the death place.
She doesn't. She works at the sister facility of the death place. I think all of them are like that, though. Yeah.
No, what a place it is.
Yeah.
They're all the same. They all operate in the same way.
I think so. No. Yep. She having
and
the same ownership.
Any one of these personnel would be ready to testify against someone to put them in a nursing home. You know, they're not going to, don't think that people are going to stick up for you in a court of law because you're hitting yourself. They're not.
No.
They're not going to do that.
Well, they know more about the nursing homes, and it should be law where they have to, you know, I felt something that I had to go and change my insurance to get more funding and stuff like that to help me out. I did that today because I felt that if I was going to go to get a power wheelchair, I wouldn't be able to get one. I mean, I just said to myself, listen, I can only imagine how these people are in the nursing home and then they can't get out without a family member or without anybody helping them out. With me, it was my husband. But if I didn't have my husband around, it would be very tough to say I want to live alone and be alone with my disability. Why can't you understand that? I want to have my own life, not you in it or involved in it.
But you see, what our idea, you wouldn't, push come to shove, you wouldn't need a family member because you would have the funds available.
Exactly. You know,
and
it's like they're playing a game, like you said.
It
really is.
It is a game.
I agree with that.
They'll get you out, but they won't keep you out.
I think the hospitals are in on that game, I hate to say, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course they're in on it.
Yeah.
They send people to the nursing home.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They were going to send me recently after I had an unconscious episode, these stupid little unconscious episodes that I get. Anyway, they were going to send me there. And I said, you're not sending me there. I'm not going. I just want to let you know. I have the right care people to help me out, and I don't want to go to a nursing home. And I said it straight like that. They said, okay, okay, enough said. I'm like, yeah, it was enough said. They walked out of the room, Frank, and I felt like with my head high sitting there, I made them get out of the room. Is what I was saying
right.
in my head.
People,
yeah.
They're going to back down.
Yeah.
Because they know they're wrong.
That's right.
They know how horrible those places are. And if you have trouble standing up to them, call us.
We know how to stand up to them well.
Help you.
Yeah.
You know? We'll help you to the point where we'll call News 12 and tell them if we have to.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
So, you know, that's inner sight, and what we're trying to do, as I said earlier, is for everyone.
Right.
Housing. Accessible housing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, no more nursing homes.
Yeah, that would be great.
If they're not there.
That's true.
There's the answer.
That's right. And it's desperately trying to keep them around.
Do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. Make whatever programs available, money and all. If the damn places are still there, you're not doing
mm-hmm.
nothing.
That's right.
That's the inner sight policy.
Right. Yeah.
Excuse me, Frank. There was somebody that I know that that I was speaking to him today. He's an advocate in Ohio.
Oh.
So, yeah. And he would very much like to speak with you.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, he's on the corner.
Okay. I left
you
his phone number.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yes.
You have my
You're welcome.
That's hard, you know. All I know is that I'm just saying it. That is hard to add. I'm responding to what you were saying before. You have to really stick up to these people. It's very difficult. If you don't have somebody to help you, like Frank said, we will help you. Yeah, that's very important. Yeah.
So he was saying we all need to stand together, everybody.
That's right.
Everybody needs to stand together, not just only here in New York, across the whole spectrum. And he was saying something to the effect about going, you know, passing a legislature of a federal law. Once you get the federal law, that's what he was saying.
Yeah, the ADA needs to be amended.
Exactly.
Yes.
To rule out nursing homes. And make them illegal, you know?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, nursing homes should be illegal. It's
yes, they should.
You know, it's punishing somebody. It's
yes,
sending
it
them away from their home, tearing them from
That's
out
right.
of the community. You know? And making their life worse.
Yeah, miserable. I know when I was in there, I couldn't even eat in the same room as everybody else ate. I had to eat in my own room, and they kept wanting to bring me into the main room, but I just said, I don't want to. Leave me alone. I don't like seeing what's there. It makes me very depressed. Please leave me alone. And yet, they still kept coming back. And I wish I had an inner sight then, you know?
Yeah,
now,
they want to control you.
Yes, they do.
You're there under their control.
That's right.
That's
we don't like to
thing.
See you in your room when you eat there. It makes us depressed. I said, good, you be depressed instead of me with a bad girl. That's what Joe kept, you know. He used to tell me, just keep fending them off. You know, it wasn't easy, I'll tell you that, but you have to be that way. If you're not that way, you'll succumb to what they're saying, and that's not,
you
know,
a good
thing.
Right.
Yes, you do. It's not hard when you're just learning it would be hard, and that's what I was. I was just learning to be tough, and then I really learned it well, And then when my mother was in there, I was one tough cookie, but not enough to keep her alive. And that really bothered me a lot for a number of years, 2 years already. I'm like, I can't believe it's 2 years. Yeah, 8:49.
Yeah, well, you can't, don't beat yourself up over it because, well, you know, we can always do more. But remember,
right.
The element that you needed to keep her out wasn't there.
That's correct.
And they wouldn't help you get it.
No, they didn't.
Yeah,
at all. That's right.
So you did the best you could under the circumstances.
That's right. That's correct. And I think she was happy with me because she could raise the one arm. The other arm looked like it was paralyzed after the infection hit her brain. You believe that she sat there and raised her one arm and took all her energy just to hold me. She wanted me to stay there, and I couldn't because I would be in the dark going home, and I couldn't see anything going home. But I stayed there a little longer than I had to, and then I didn't want to cry in front of her. I said, I'm not doing that. You know, I kept saying that to myself in my mind. I'm not doing that. I wanted to be comfortable. And that's when I got home, I bawled. And then 2 days later, she passed. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, somewhere in the country, somebody is going through that now.
Oh, I know.
Tomorrow. Same thing. That's why we got to get rid of these places.
Yeah, because they're mean. Mean and
disgusting.
They're destroying
people's lives. They're alienating families.
Hurting people,
there's all
too.
Kinds of things happening around a person being put into a nursing home.
Yeah, I know.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So join within the site. Go to change.org. Sign the petition.
That's right.
Tomorrow night show. What we have a title for tomorrow night show?
I put in yes, I did put in something, but I don't know if this is what you like. Let's see if you like it. Hold on. Let me
we
get
to
it.
Modify.
Yeah, I did a little bit. Let's see if you like it. Our recent TV shows provide the solution to the nursing home problem. I don't know. It's up to you.
That wasn't...
Well, I still have the other one, though. So. Yeah, it was for that.
That's what we were going to talk about. I forgot.
Yeah. You said something about that. So I shortened it so it would fit. It wasn't fitting, so I shortened it. Little.
Anyway, we'll get it up there. We'll tweet it.
Yes.
And we'll let people know. Friday's the funny, so.
Oh yeah, bring your jokes, everybody.
Come on around Friday and goof off and
have
some fun. Jimmy Denny's gonna be here. Louie.
Oh yeah.
Will be here. And the whole gang. Peppa has to get a new phone, so I don't know if she'll make it in tomorrow, Friday night, but we'll do our best to get her in here. She may be able to use another phone.
Oh, good.
All right, in a sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our inner sight phone number 631-224-3090. Brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. Catering, food, lunch, dinner, Shelby, Bellport, New York, 631-862-0444. Shelby's Kitchen. A Big East Paquita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Thank her for all her help. Brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island, 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, soul-free, medical when they're able to do it for the animals. 631-484-3085. 3085 and see if you can run the Able News.
May I get out of here?
Yeah, a few minutes left.
Yep.
Able News.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts or events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, we're brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Kennedy Realty, good friend of InterSight. All the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, going extra mile for a child. InterSight reminds you. And don't forget to sign our petition.
Please.
Any questions, call the InterSight number, 631-224-3090. By the way, you can call us 24/7.
Yes.
You know, if you're in a nursing home, anytime, mm-hmm. day or night, call us. All right? And we will do our best for you.
Yes.
All right, InterSight. Our InterSight email, by the way, InterSight1621620@gmail.com. And I'm going to say goodbye.
Thank you, Frank.
Close the show. Thank you, Lorraine.
Okay, thank you
everybody.
For your help.
You're welcome. Yes.
Thank you, Lorraine.
Yes.
Good night, Frank. Yes, and I am going to, you know, take this also on the road, the rest of it.
Okay.
You take care, okay, sweetheart?
All right. And everybody, you enjoy your evening, too. All right.
Yeah. All right. Take care. Good night, everybody, and have a good evening and a good weekend. Okay. See you on Friday. Oh, wait. Yeah. See you on Thursday and Friday. Okay. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.